Good morning. This is Dan Arnold from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans chapter 16. Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we continue to bask in the glow of the Transfiguration, of Transfiguration Sunday, working through a number of these Transfiguration texts. In the closing of his letter to the Romans that we read today, I believe St. Paul offers us a bit of his version, shall we say, of the Transfiguration. His closing here in this letter is a doxology, a hymn of prayer and praise to God Most High. To him who strengthens you, he says, through Paul's gospel and the preaching of Christ. To people of God, it is only through the preaching of this gospel that our Lord God strengthens us. In the face of great darkness, in the face of overwhelming wickedness, in the face of strife and discord, it is only in the preaching of this gospel that we find healing. Note that this preaching, this doxology, and all of St. Paul's letters, in fact, never explain away sin. Jesus never writes it off as no big deal, but he deals with it head on. He atones for it with his own suffering and death. And in this atoning work, he offers himself for the guilt and the shame that comes with sin. And it is only because of this that a sinner like Paul and a sinner like you and me can sing the beautiful doxology like this at the end of his letter. If we just look at sin in the world, we would easily fall into nihilistic despair and give up. What's the point? It's all headed to you know where and a you know what. Why bother? But in Christ, the gospel has become yours, just like it was St. Paul's. And that gives you every reason, people of God, even in the face of sin, to sing an eternal doxology to God Most High. So let's turn to that doxology now and how St. Paul gives this beautiful transfiguration moment to us. He starts with, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages. I'm sure you've all had the moment where watching a TV show or a movie or reading a book, there's this great revelation, this plot reveal at the end, and you go, aha, of course that's the answer. It was the thing that you had not expected, and yet there it is. For this to work, the writer or movie producer, whoever's telling the story, must include hints along the way that make this aha moment possible. If he doesn't, there is no aha moment. It's just, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why did this work out this way? The fact is, in order for that aha moment, you must have these little clues. And so it is with the mystery that was kept hidden and secret for ages. God left clues throughout the Old Testament. The promise of Christ Jesus for all nations is clearly there. It's there in the Garden of Eden, the promise of a new and greater Moses in Deuteronomy, the suffering servant in Isaiah, and so much more. And yet, like the Transfiguration, these clues don't make sense until the full revelation. It's only viewing it in hindsight that you can look back and see, aha, this was the promise all along from the very beginning. And so the Old Testament without the New is like a mystery hidden, a door without a key, a map without a legend. It needs the full revelation of Christ and his glory, which actually doesn't fully happen until the cross. St. Paul continues his doxology now that this secret has been revealed. It was also through the prophetic writings made known to all nations, not limited to just a few. The mystery that St. Paul expounded all throughout this letter is that redemption comes through Jesus Christ and that this redemption is for Jew and Gentile alike, all nations. Again, this mystery was disclosed through the prophetic writings and again, clear only in hindsight through the cross. in the cross, in Christ's fulfillment of the Old Testament, it all becomes clear. The promise of Eden for all nations, the promise Ezekiel gives us that all nations would gather at the New Jerusalem on the Holy Mountain and have a feast. This is precisely what Moses and Elijah were talking with Jesus about on the Mount of Transfiguration, his final exodus to the cross for all nations. St. Peter himself talks about this. He witnessed the transfiguration and through this saw the Old Testament clearly, though it required the giving of the Holy Spirit. That's why he writes in his second epistle that they were eyewitnesses of Jesus' glory, that is the transfiguration. And the whole point of this was to point, the whole point of this glory was to confirm what the Old Testament prophets had already proclaimed, the hints that we had seen beforehand. Finally, St. Paul's doxological benediction and the transfiguration also point beyond themselves to the Word of God, to the prophets now more fully confirmed and the apostles who shared their gospel. Once again, the whole purpose of this transfiguration week might be, we might say, what St. Paul calls the obedience of faith. To Lutherans, this phrase, obedience of faith, might strike the ear a bit oddly. What it means, however, is the hearkening to, the listening to, the fully receiving of the Word of God by faith, receiving what is proclaimed. This is precisely what faith desires, to be hearing and receiving God's Word. This is why our Lord responds when Peter wants to trap Jesus on the mountain with Moses and Elijah in tents. God responds with this: "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Prophets and Torah are not rejected, but fulfilled and completed in him. He is the key to the mystery, the key that unlocks salvation for Jew and Gentile alike, the key for you to understand all the witness of Scripture, none other than Jesus Christ himself. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.